cult Aussie film, Mad Max, celebrates its 40th anniversary this year, and I caught up with two of its stars to discuss the film and its impact on Australian cinema. Steve Bisley played fellow Officer Goose in the original film, and he explained how he didn't know what impact Mad Max would make when he first joined the cast.
Well, I was still at drama school. I went through NIDA with Mel Gibson, the same year as Mel. We had 3 years there. We were both approached by George Miller in our final year to be in the film. Me as the motorcycle cop, Jim Goose, and Mel obviously as Max. So it was our first film out of drama school, so it's not a bad one to go and do first. But nobody had any idea about what it would become, especially we're talking 40 years later and there's people who are still making a fuss about it. It's incredible. I've got a website to do with the show, and it's so many inquiries from people all around the world. It's amazing, yeah.
Hugh Kays Byrne played two characters in the franchise, Toe Cutter in the 1979 original and Immortan Joe in the 2015 sequel Fury Road. He agreed with Steve and reflected on the film's surprise success.
It was a remarkable thing. So there's no way to know if that's going to happen, of course. But when it does happen, it's exciting. And to think that it was 40 years ago and we're still talking about it, and somebody of your age is talking about it, and that in itself is it's interesting. And I was lucky enough to do the last one, so that's 40 years, and then another one.
He was the only original cast member to return to the 2015 sequel, playing the film's main antagonist on both occasions. He enjoyed his experience returning to the franchise and seeing what has changed since the first film.
Extraordinary. I felt a bit like winning the lottery, I suppose, is the truth of it, really. Very different setups, very different sort of things. But George had moved into an area of, I don't know, like legend, really, by the time we got round to that fourth. So it was good.
Mr. Bisley explored why he felt Mad Max and its sequels gained a cult following within the Aussie and international audiences.
It certainly broke new ground in Australian cinema. It hadn't been anything like it before, and I don't think a lot since, you know, especially on that sort of that budget, which was quite small back then, but to realise a film that was meant to be sort of post-apocalyptic and no CGI, so everything you see in the film is what we did, so that when the cars go fast, we were going fast. When the motorbike goes fast, we were going fast. When people fell off things, they actually fell off them, which I think adds to the sort of attraction to the film. And I saw it recently. My younger son is 14, and we did Supernova on the Gold Coast, and actually had a screening there. And he hadn't seen it all the way through. He'd seen my bits. Not wasn't my choice, his choice. But I sat down with him in the theatre and watched it, and it still works, you know. It still works. And that goes to George's, you know, artistry as a filmmaker. Yeah.
While other members of the cast and crew moved overseas for work in the UK and Hollywood, Mr. Kays Byrne said he was happy to remain in Australia and work within the local film and theatre industry.
Because it's probably the best country on the planet, as I see it. I was lucky enough to arrive here in 1973. I fell in love with my partner, who I'm still with, Christina Ferguson, and why would you want to go anywhere else? Really, for me, I was brought up in the south of England, and I was in the Royal Shakespeare Company, theatre, and all of that business. And then I don't know, it's a very attractive place to live, this, to be and to be able to work and all of those things. And it's a lovely environment.